one without a tie. I think I'll make a mile. I think it's time I tried. This familiar way of living seems a chore. Makes me wonder what I'm hanging around here for.
Left in this dusty old world without joy. Lost in the weeds like a forgotten toy.
What's a man to do? What's this world coming to? I only wish I knew, but I don't have a clue. I've watched too many loved ones leaving out life's door. And it makes me wonder what I'm hanging around here for. It makes me wonder what I'm hanging around here for.
The Gibson Brothers and Dusty Old World here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we're finishing up our puzzles, our body of work, our body of evidence puzzles, I should say. Jim just gave me one I can't get. It's local section of the woods that's a part of the body. Local section of the woods. I have no idea what that one is. Oh, part of a road. Mick in St. Clair says, how about artery? Artery. I was thinking of leg, like dog leg or a leg of the road, and we also had shoulder. I think Katie maybe just got the woods answer. You haven't met Katie Cares yet, maybe not yet, but she's new on our staff and clearly was a good pick because she knows how to play these puzzles. See, we knew we hired the right person, and she's here serving as engineer for the day off deserving Chad Green. And there's three other answers that just came in. They're all the same. Aline, good morning. I missed your earlier text. Neck of the woods. How did I not get that? John in Grove City got it. Katie got it. And Jim confirmed the answer. Mick in St. Clair said there was an expression on the Get Smart TV show. Missed it by that much is the clue. Missed it by that much. This is a day that I'm not getting these. Missed it by that much. Hair? I wonder if that's hair. Missed it by that. It could be hair, but let me know. Somebody probably knows it. 412-200-5975. And let's see, I gave the clue crust. Nobody came up with that. If you know it, you can answer it now. Crust. Type of roof or cool. We were looking for hip. Hip. And from Get Smart. From Get Smart. I don't know the answer. From the Get Smart TV show, missed it by that much. So if you know that answer, let us know. And if you want to take a guess on crust, what the answer to that is, here's hoping you'll also let us know.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from Assemble. Assemble invites the community to blast off to outer space at this year's Maker Date auction on Saturday, September 9th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Union Project. The evening will feature opportunities to bid on learning sessions with talented creators, a raffle table, hands-on activities, food, drinks, and live music. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs. More information on Maker Date Auction is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Joe had a guess of heart for part of the woods, the heart of the woods. The answer to crust that we were looking for, heel. Heel. And Mick confirmed that the Get Smart answer was hair, off by hair. So thank you for playing along. Stick around, our Youth Express segment has a great mix of guests today, including a talented pianist and the debut of a scene from Disney's Descendants, the play that soon will open at Alumni Theater. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. We also have summer students from Boost Pittsburgh Public Schools sharing some achievements. We'll feature those recordings throughout the coming hour.
Went in the state and I damn near didn't come back again. I didn't go very fast on a steam-powered airplane. Oh, the wheel went around and up and down and inside and then back again. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain, hey, hey. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered aerial. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain, hey, hey. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered aerial plane. Thank you.
steam-powered aeroplane by request from John Hartford. Good morning to Rick Johnson. Rick tells us that margarine was patented today. I like getting information like this. Do you want to guess? I'm surprised at the when and at the where. It was patented today in 1869. Somehow I think margarine would be newer than that. And it was patented in France. Commissioned by Napoleon III. Who knew? And thank you, Rick in Highland Park, for sharing that with us. Thank you to Larry in Elwood City. And good morning to Charlie. It's good to have you with us. In just a moment, Soham Dam is going to join us to share live music. That's just about 30 seconds to a minute away.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Alumni Theater Company is in the house, and they are going to join us in about half an hour or less with a scene from Disney's Descendants, and we'll talk a bit about the good work happening at Alumni Theater Company now in collaboration with Pittsburgh Concert Society. It's a pleasure to introduce a very talented pianist. Soham is a student at Mount Lebanon High School. He's 14. He's played at Carnegie Hall, if my memory is right, the Carnegie Hall, and began playing at a very young age. He's going into 10th grade. He has two selections to share with us today. We'll have him begin with his first, and then we'll talk in between. Here is Soham Dam.
Thank you.
Selham Atam. Wow. What was the name of that piece?
The title of this piece is Les Trois Mains, which means the three hands in French. The reason that this piece is titled this way is because the left hand often crosses over the right hand as if the piece were being played by three hands because of the position of the left hand, like suddenly is the left hand is to the left of the right hand, and then at a later moment, it crosses over.
I noticed that as you were playing, and I would imagine, I was going to say it must be especially hard to learn, but you've mastered piano. You started playing when you were four, is that right?
Three and a half.
Do you remember anything about your first days playing or what attracted you to playing when you were very young?
I do not remember.
It's exciting to have you here as a Pittsburgh Concert Society honoree for the Young Artists Award. Before we talk about that, before you played, I mentioned that you were at Carnegie Hall, I think at the age of eight.
Yes.
What were the circumstances?
So it was my first piano competition. I played in the Pittsburgh International Piano Competition, and I won the first prize. So the winner's concert was held in Carnegie Hall in New York City.
Wow. Were you nervous when that happened? You must have been. Or maybe not. At that age, you might have felt like it was normal. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. What else do you like to do in addition to piano?
In addition to piano, I'm also a math lover. I'm very active in the math circles around Pittsburgh and the competition math series.
A lot of people think music and math are good partners. I'm one of those people. I think some of it is patterns.
Do you
find that way?
Yeah, I agree too. Yeah, there's a lot of patterns in math, and also there's a lot of patterns in music, and then there's also a lot of symmetries in math. If you can somehow link them together, then that would be the perfect combo.
That makes a lot of sense. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge, either your instructors or coach or who's here with you today? I want to be sure you get a chance to do that.
I'd like to thank my piano teacher, Professor Luz Manriquez of the CMU Preparatory School of Music. She's the director of the piano division there. I'd like to thank her for her instruction for the past 7.5 years.
Excellent. Do you have family members with you today, or who brought you here today?
Yeah, my dad is here today.
Excellent.
I'd like to thank him as well.
Great. Now, the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Award is a very prestigious achievement. You auditioned first, and is that a blind audition in front of people, or do you send a recording? How does that work?
So basically how it works is you audition in front of a prestigious adjudicator. Like, for example, this year it was the director of the St. Luke's Orchestra. So you audition live, you play like four pieces, an approximate 20-minute program of pieces, and the best couple are selected. So the Pittsburgh Concert Society is not a piano competition. Like, it's for all instruments and voice.
Yeah, there have been harp players, oboe players, vocalists, as you just pointed out. I remember a bassoon player 1 year. So it's really any of the symphonic instruments or voice.
Yeah.
Now, can people see you as you play? As you audition, are people able to watch you?
Yeah, the adjudicator is able to watch us play.
Now, once you play, how long does it take for you to learn the outcome?
Oh, the results come out on the night of the audition.
Okay, so that's not too difficult. How did you find out that you won?
Yeah, I got a phone call from the person who runs the Pittsburgh Concert Society, Mrs. Tuma, and she informed us that I had won the audition.
That must have been very exciting to hear. And it's good that you get to find out that day. Antoinette Tuma, I think, has probably thought that through as being a good way to get that done. Have you thought about what you might do after you graduate? I know you're about to start your 10th grade year, so there's some time. But any ideas about what you might care to do?
I want to major in math. Even though I'm a music lover, like, I like to keep music as like some sort of minor. I haven't decided yet, so.
It's early on, and do you know what you might do with a math major?
I'll maybe become a professor.
Yeah. Math, I know, I love math too, and when you get that feeling about math, often you just want to keep going and helping to teach, especially for those that have difficulties grasping those concepts. Before you play your next piece, is there anything else you would like to say that maybe I didn't give you a chance to say? This will be our last chance today to talk, so I want to be sure.
No, I'm good.
Great. What is the piece you're about to play?
This piece is the Nocturne in C minor, composed by Frédéric Chopin, Opus 48, Number 1.
Once again, with our thanks to the Pittsburgh Concert Society, here is Soham Dam.
Thank you.
meticulous yet incredibly expressive at the same time. Thank you, Saham Dam, for being with us today. You sounded terrific. And the Pittsburgh Concert Society, we thank as well for you making things happen for us today. Antoinette, thank you. It's so nice to be working together to present these musicians. I must point out again, Soham is 14 and is a rising 10th grader at Mount Lebanon High School. Coming up, you're going to hear some reflections from students we've been working with at Pittsburgh King as part of Summer Boost. They all will be describing things they achieved, and you'll hear them over the next few minutes.
My name is Albert. I go to King. My biggest achievement is when I spoke in front of a mic, because I never really done it before, and I never really like spoke in front of people or sang in front of people or anything like that.
Hi, my name is Amaya. I'm 11 years old, and I go to Liberty Elementary, and I'm going to PCA from middle school. One time when I was in math, I had to take a math test, and I didn't study because I got home late. So I tried to remember what my teacher had taught me then. When I turned in my test, my teacher said I got an A, and I was so proud of myself because I was so nervous, and I would like, get a D or a C.
My name is Anna. I'm 10 now. I'm going to Langley School. And my story is about my baby brother. I like to see my baby brother when he's at the summer school. And one day, he said, "Dad, Daddy, what did Anna?" And I feel pray for my baby brother. And I love to hold it, and I like to be the big sister. My baby brother's name is Valentin. I love Valentin.
My name is Isalena, and I'm 12 years old, and I go to King. My biggest accomplishment was when I was 11 and I sung karaoke in front of all of 6th grade. I was nervous, but I was also proud. I always said I would sing in front of people, but I was horrified of doing it. But once I did it, I wanted to do more. And another accomplishment was when I won a pageant. I was 3 or 4 years old, and I used to go to pageants all the time, and I always won 1st, 2nd, or 3rd place.
Hi, my name is JL, and I'm 11 years old. I went to Bainesville for a K-5 and going to PCA for middle school. One time I achieved something was when I was at Pine Valley Camp. It was a Bible camp, and when it was time to go to the big campfire, it was safe though. People was going up to explain something about life and God, but I was scared to go, but I found the courage to go up and say what was in my head. And I said, when something bad happens, God always has a reason for it. If you're feeling upset, he will find something to make you feel better.
My name is Kiera, and I go to Allegheny School, and I'm 13 years old. Once when I was 11 years old, I watched Hamilton for the first time, and I was so inspired by it, how they act, and how it started out. It just started out as me listening to the songs in the shower and humming them. But then eventually it began to me actually singing them in private and taking classes to get better and improving. And I'm now 13, practicing singing and working towards my goal to become an actress. And it may just be a little cringy dream, but I believe if I can put my mind to it, I can do it. Maybe I won't be big, but it's always been a big passion of mine for music and plays. When I was younger, my favorite play was The Nutcracker, and I always loved to sing and dance, so I thought, why not try out theater?
Hello, my name is Shar. I'm at Banksville, about to go to PCF for middle school. A time that I was a chief of my group. It was a sunny Monday day. Me and my group was so worried that we were going to lose the soccer game. Because we already lost one team, it was 1-2. But on Thursday, we tried our best and we scored 6-1. So we won, we were third place. But we're still happy. And what you put your mind to, you can success.
Hi, my name is Lamel. I'm 13 years old. The time I accomplished my goal is at soccer. King versus Allegheny, we went out over everyone's positions. I went as team captain, then we got on the field. The ref blew the whistle. I kicked the ball back and rolled it to my teammate. As he sped off, I started dashing. We came near the goal. My teammate passed me the ball. I made the first goal, then we ran back to our positions. 1-0. The ref blows the whistle, then we had to make a wall so nobody can make a goal. Then that's when one of Allegheny soccer player hit me in the stomach, but I took it like a man and got back up and ran back to our positions. The ref blew the whistle. I dashed with the ball while two people was behind us, so I kicked it into the goal and then slid into the mud, but got back up. The goalie on the other team kicked the ball into the air. I jumped up in the air, bumped it, kicked it to my teammate Brian Burks. He was wide open, made the goal, and you know the rest, we won. It made me feel good that we won. We won 10 times in a row, by the way.
Wow, great achievements. May I thank Ben Rutkowski, senior staff educator on our staff. Also, thanks to Katie, as well as Ty, who have been supporting Ben in his work. That's all at Summer Booth. Those were recorded at Pittsburgh King. Now, this hour continues. I'm so happy that we have Alumni Theater Company with us. Alumni Theater Company has some of the most talented actors and productions imaginable, and they have one coming up called Disney's Descendants. They're going to share a scene, and then we're going to talk with the actors and representatives about Alumni Theater Company in general, as well as your opportunity to see Disney's Descendants coming up. That's right around the corner. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
and bread. Tomorrow night we'll change our dish and try a little fish instead.
Everybody. Catfish for supper.
That's John Scholl at the Saturday Light Brigade, and Catfish for Supper. And as you can tell by the ambiance, we're getting ready to go. And in a moment, Alumni Theater Company joins us.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
The upcoming show, and we're going to talk about it after you hear a little taste of it, is called Disney's Descendants. And it's a musical. It's a fresh take, though, on Disney. And you'll learn a little bit more about this. I'm really excited to learn more about it. But we're going to start with a number from the show so you can get a chance to learn about it and hear it. I believe the song is called Space Between. And featured here, Catherine Bruce and Ayanna Bennett. So here they are. Hang on, Larry's going to do that again because I made a mistake. Everybody did everything right except me. That's my bad. So isn't it good that I make all the mistakes? So we're going to start you again. I did not have your mics on. You feel ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so I like this. It's live theater. So here, Catherine Bruce and Ayanna Bennett.
What happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
I didn't know what you were going through. I thought that you were fine. Why did you have to hide?
I didn't want to let you down, but the truth is out. It's tearing me apart, not listening to my heart. I really have to go,
and I would never stop you, even though we've
nothing
changed.
Has to change.
You can find me in the space between where two worlds come to meet. I'll never be out of reach, 'cause you're a part of me, so you can find me in the space between to never be alone, no matter where you go.
We can meet in the space between.
You know, I feel bad for Audrey. If she was smart like you, she wouldn't need a boy to make her feel good.
But she's a princess, a real one. I'm just a knockoff wannabe.
You know, someone once told me that a crown doesn't make you royalty.
Huh? Wait, are you being nice?
Me? Never.
There are no words left to say. I know you gotta find your place. But this is not the end, no. You're part of who I am. Even if we're worlds apart, you're still in my heart. It will always be you and me. You can find me in the swing. Two worlds come to meet.
I'll never be out of reach.
Cause you're a part of me, so you can find me in the space between. You'll never be alone,
no matter where you go.
We can meet in the space between.
Wow, that was absolutely amazing. And come on and have a seat. And we'll get ready to have you join us. I wanted you to hear this music again, and I'm really happy that these folks are with us as we get ready to talk to the two people you just heard sing. I want to let you know that Disney's Descendants opens July 28th, a show at 7 o'clock, and then on the 29th and 30th, there are shows at 2 in the afternoon at 7. All at the New Hazlett Theater. The production is suitable for kids ages 4 and older. And let's meet, first off, the people who just sang. I'm going to let y'all, each of you, introduce yourself because you're theater people. You know how to do that so well.
My name is Catherine Bruce, and I'm playing the character Mal.
And Catherine, are you from Pittsburgh originally? Tell me more about your background.
I am a Pittsburgh native. I grew up in Homewood, so on the east side. And I got involved with ATC when I think the summer of my eighth grade year.
Wow. Did you go to Westinghouse?
No, I went to Taylor Alderdice.
It's amazing that you got involved. Do most people get involved with ATC around that age, or do they come later?
I think so. Some come a little earlier.
What attracted you to go there?
It's a funny story. So I was following in my older sister's footsteps for a really long time, and I was doing engineering and basketball, so theater wasn't really something that I expected to do until like freshman year of high school. And then when I first got involved with it, I kind of fell in love with it, and the rest is history. Yeah. Now I'm a musical theater major at Point Park, second year.
That's huge. Congratulations. And it's probably really hard. Point Park is not exactly, it's a pretty amazing school for theater. People don't realize Pittsburgh has three, at least, great collegiate programs. Pitt, CMU, and Point Park. Duquesne's got a pretty good music program, too. Mm-hmm. It's nice to meet you. We'll talk a little bit more. Singing along with you was Ayana.
Hi, my name's Ayana Bennett. I just graduated from high school, and I'm about to go to Kent State for theater studies.
Fantastic. How did you come to choose Kent State?
Well, you know, I was looking for musical theater. That's just my passion. I've been doing it for so long. It's like, if I give it up now, what am I?
Where did you go to high school?
I went to high school at Westinghouse Arts Academy.
Out in Wilmerding, I think,
yes.
Right? And what was that environment like? That's sort of I've heard it's kind of like Kappa, but it's probably not exactly. Every school's different. How did you like it out there?
Oh, it was so nice. Along with the artistic education, they really teach you about professionalism within the industry and all things that come with that.
And you'll be starting at Kent State this fall?
I will.
Are you itching to just get started? Or, you know, the summer before your senior year or after your senior year can be a little crazy. You probably just, let's get on with it. Let's do it. Or are you sort of trying to get as much out of summer as you can? I guess the play's got you something to divert your attention a little bit.
It does. I'm kind of both, honestly. Like, I want to get all my summer out now so I can have all those memories, and then I'm also ready to, like, move on because it's time.
Understood. Let's meet Bailey now, who was here for Charlie Brown. I almost forgot. And you're about to go to Wittenberg, is that
yes,
correct?
Sir. Wittenberg University in Springfield, Ohio.
Tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Bailey. I am 18 years old. I am playing Jay in the musical, attending Wittenberg University for acting and psychology. From Penn Hills, the reason I chose Wittenberg, I would say, just for their psychology programs and for their acting programs, just the fact of how well they tie together those two fields. I feel like I'll just have an amazing time studying both of them at Wittenberg. Yeah.
Excellent. Nice to meet you. And we're going to talk about the play in a moment, too. Now we have Alexa.
Hi.
And I'll let you sort of, I know you've already graduated. You're the senior member of the cast today. You graduated from Penn State and
yes.
are from the North Side?
I'm currently all over from Pittsburgh, honestly. But, like, I am living on the North Side right now. And, yeah, I graduated from Penn State University in 2021 as a musical theater major. And I also went to Kappa in high school and middle school.
Excellent. And I didn't think to ask you and Bailey and Ayana, when you got involved with Alumni Theater Company. How about
sure.
you?
I got involved, I think, 2014. I was doing Rent. That was my first show that I've ever done with ATC. And yes, that was awesome.
Excellent.
Awesome experience.
What about you, Bailey?
I got involved with ATC, this is probably my eighth year now. I've been in there for a long time.
Wow, so you were there like in fifth, sixth
grade? Yeah, I was a baby. The way I got involved, similar with Cats, I was following the footsteps of my older sister. She's 2 years older than me. She was doing a production at PMT. And then after that, just seeing the production, seeing how much fun everybody had and just how live the stage was, I wanted to be a part of that, you know, and I took the steps to do it. And after that, I caught the bug, is what they say. I caught the theater bug.
Excellent. And Ayana, I should have asked you this a long time ago. Well, 5 minutes ago. When did you first get started?
Me and Bailey actually started at the same time.
Okay, so you were around 10, 11 years old as well.
Yeah. Summer before sixth grade.
Excellent. So let's talk about this play. Who can tell me a little bit about Disney's Descendants and, you know, kind of what people can expect when they go? Anybody want to just jump in?
All right. So I can talk about it a little bit. So Disney's Descendants is about where four descendants of evil characters come and they get an opportunity to go to Ordon. They're originally from the Isle of the Lost because their parents, since they are evil parents, they got kicked and booted with their parents. So the four of us get a chance, which is Mal, Evie, Jay, and Carlos, to go to Ordon and live life with the preppy kids of the good descendants.
Are the descendants bad, or is it just assumed they're bad because of their background?
Yeah, that's kind of part of the storyline. We are deemed as bad because of the reputation that our parents hold.
Interesting. What a good story to make you think a little bit. So you're considered bad, but the audience will get a chance to figure you out through your acting and through your actions. What else about the play, Bailey?
I would say another thing is what to expect through Descendants, and watching it is just a lot of high action, a lot of energy throughout the cast. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on stage. The production is amazing. Our costumes, that's one thing about this production. Our costumes are very, very amazing. Our designer slash director did a really good job at forming them and putting them all together. And just the cast period, you'll really have a good time in watching the cast. You'll definitely enjoy that, just seeing how much fun we all have together, seeing our chemistry, how we get along with each other. It's just amazing. You'll definitely enjoy it.
And the show opens on July 28th at 7 o'clock, and the 29th and 30th shows at 2 and 7 at the new Hazlett Theater, a nice intimate production. And would you like to add something about just the play? It just sounds like entertaining, but also thought-provoking.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. I was very excited to learn about The Descendants finally, because I've always grown up with Disney all my life, and I think there's never a limit how far you can go with telling the story about Disney, and so I'm really excited that Descendants came out as a piece, as a story, and I can't imagine it better seeing than these three plus Antonio playing as like these characters, embodying these characters out of these iconic Disney characters. One of my favorites too, villains if at that.
I do want to say, like, this is such a nice send off, because this is me and Bailey's last show as high school students at ATC. Mm.
Yeah. But you'll be alumni.
Yeah, we'll be alumni. Oh, we'll come back.
And I hope you get it. That's the thing I've always loved about the theater company. It's very welcoming, and it must be a great send-off.
It's also beautiful seeing how fast and well-ly grown you guys are now. I remember them joining, and I remember Bailey Whaley and Ayana Bana. Yeah. It's awesome seeing you guys like really flourish right now. So it's great.
Well, Alexa, you brought up something that I wanted to try to talk about a little bit. Alumni Theater Company is not just another theater company. It's pretty special in its mission and the way things are carried out. And can you talk about that a little bit, just so people understand what happens?
So I like to say, like, musical theater, the musical theater industry in Pittsburgh is small, but I feel like ATC is more than just a musical theater company. Like, it started off as, like, I would say, like, a creative company for inner city students to let themselves be free and express themselves on paper and write it down and perform it and show the community what they're missing out on within the inner city students' thoughts and things like that. They have such amazing voices to expose and share, and so I feel like that's one of the biggest differences from running into other musical theater companies around Pittsburgh, is that these students these kids, we're not afraid of, like, telling our side of our stories. And this is, in a way, you guys are putting y'all's point of view as you guys, as Black inner city students, into these characters. And it's really, really cool. And, like, I can't imagine anybody else doing it. Like, really, I'd rather see this version.
If I can be super direct, too, the diversity within a Black cast is still huge. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't realize that the range of skills and talent and the attitudes that are presented, that's one thing I like.
And a lot of people aren't really... I feel like some folks aren't on board with telling that kind of story, aren't on board with, like, exposing what could be and what should be, honestly, especially hearing our point of view. And I feel like that's really like taking a huge toll with ATC, especially when we did American Idiot. Like, no one ever imagined seeing that. And I think we're forcing people to see us in that way.
Theater should challenge.
That's the job. That's the job.
Yeah. Ayana, Catherine, anything to add?
Yeah, I wanted to add on because this is a Disney show, and usually you're not used to seeing urban black faces in Disney, especially young urban black faces. So I think this is a great opportunity for kids who were like us at one point in time to see themselves in a different light, because Disney can be black too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think it's great that we're in a generation where it's finally starting to become more accepted, and even if it's not, Alumni Theater Company is pushing that narrative forward.
It's so needed. It's so needed.
And then with us having our own different backgrounds and putting those into these characters, like, you can see any one of us could be someone in the audience.
And that's like a struggle within, I just think, in the theater industry in America overall. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're doing such a huge job at doing that part. It's tough. It's very brave of us to do. And people will always have their opinions and things like that. But, like, it's like, so what? It's like,
we're
really,
here.
Really
and
great.
They're not going to be disappointed. The show is amazing.
No, they're
it's
not.
It's going to be
never
a showstopper.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I feel like this is just so important, especially for just the young generation to see this. Like Kat was saying, especially like for young black kids to see this, that they can do this, or like they can imagine themselves doing this. Like I said, it's very important, and I think kids definitely do need to see this.
There might be some adults or students listening now that would love to get involved with Alumni Theater Company. What's the best way to do that?
We have seasonal auditions, for sure. Would anybody like to take away on the yearly process?
There's usually an audition process near the springtime, like rolling into the summer, where young artists from 6th grade to 12th grade who are able to audition. Yeah.
And we also have a professional ensemble as well. Applications, I believe, are almost done. The deadline is on the 22nd or the 24th. But if you're interested in joining the professional ensemble like me, then definitely there's availability for that as well.
Let me suggest Alumni Theater, spelled the way theater usually is spelled. Alumni Theater Company .org is how you can find more information. And we've linked to their website from our website as well. Our time's just about up. I can't tell you how happy I am that you were able, I mentioned off the air to these four. I know they're in the midst of rehearsals now. The show begins in 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks. Anything else anybody would like to say?
I would also like to mention our new members are also part of a show tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Oh.
$18 for adults and $12 for seniors and students. We have an ATC 2023 promo code if you order online, friends and family discount. And yeah, I choreographed it, and Miss Bridget directed it. Maya Fuller assisted directed it. Holly Donner directed it.
Is this in your feelings?
Yes.
If you go to that website, it's right on the front page, alumnitheatercompany.org.
Amazing show.
Well, I hope you'll consider seeing that. I hope you all will come back and keep visiting with us, even though you'll be gone in the fall. Come back anyway.
Yes, of course.
We're always happy to have you here. Thank you. Anybody else want to get anything in?
I just want to say one thing this show has taught me, if any, is to always be authentically you and always bathe in your uniqueness, if that makes sense. Just don't be afraid to be who you are in the fullest and show it, because little do you know, people will love the real you always.
Nobody's going to top that. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. AlumniTheaterCompany.org.
Look for Disney's Descendants. Look for In Your Feelings. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Alumni Theater Company. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
My old man was born on the north side, lived in north side all his life. He took the Pirates for his ball team, took my mother for his wife. My old man, he raised six children. He raised them right and he raised them well. My old man went to Mass on Sunday.